Knowledge Products presents Veblen and Institutionalism, narrated by Louis Rukeyser.
An institution, it's been said, is the lengthened shadow of one man. And among the most important institutions in modern economic life is government, whose role in economic affairs has been massively expanded since the Great Depression of the 1930s. This expanded role of government began with a set of policies known as the New Deal, offering government assistance to individuals on a scale never before experienced in the United States. Whose shadow falls on the New Deal and its concomitant welfare state? Historians can argue the question and doubtless come up with several names. Franklin D. Roosevelt, for example. Roosevelt was, of course, a major architect of new economic policies intended to end the Depression. However, even before his election in 1932, economists had laid the groundwork for a radically different view of capitalism and the role of government in economic affairs. One of these economists was Thorsten Veblen, who died in obscurity in 1929 at the age of 72, only a few years before his institutionalist philosophy was to cast its spell on the New Deal. Several of his peers had already hailed, or would soon hail, Veblen as a great thinker who was ahead of his time and whose shadow would be cast on the years to come. For example, Horace Kallen, Veblen's friend and former colleague at New York's New School of Social Research, wrote in a socialist newspaper called The Forward,
"His significance to the development..."